go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence as we center our hearts and minds on the very throne room of our creating, redeeming, and loving God. Let us pray. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We find ourselves before you now, in your presence, with bended hearts, humbled before you, with closed eyes in reverence of you, and to keep away the distractions of the world around us. So as we bow our heads and our hearts before you, Father, we pray to come to you humbly, seeking your forgiveness for sins, your strength for our journey. And Father, as we seek forgiveness and strength for our journey, we pray for the same for others. We pray that we, by your Spirit, could forgive others, to let some things go along life's journey. And Father, as we come today to continue, we pray for needs expressed among our family, among this Christian community. Father, we have heard some, we read some, and some that are silently there upon our hearts. And Father, we bring them all to you, knowing of your love, grace, and mercy. But Father, we don't always understand your plan. We don't always understand the way you'll answer the prayers. So Father, we pray the most difficult prayer, that your will be done. And Father, that in that will, that we have peace and trust in you, though we may not understand or know. Father, help us to have faith that you do. And Father, as we pray for these needs within our own community, we pray for the needs of other churches, as we pray for them and the church and the ministry, for those who are proclaiming Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, hope into the world. Father, we pray that you embolden us and them in our ministry, that you hold us close to your word and your heart, and empower us to share. And Father, we pray for churches doing the same around the world, that you would let their witness be bold in love, loud in grace, and supportive in ministry. And Father, we do pray for our nation, the leaders of our country, those who serve our country in many different ways. And Father, we pray for them and lift them up today. Father, we pray for the world scene and all that we see going on. And Father, we realize that it's not all bad, that good is happening. Families are loving, children are growing, lives are changing. So Father, let us not think that it's all bad. For those who are in the path of different storms, from the hurricanes to the tornadoes to the summer storms, God, protect them and keep them in your grace and mercy. And Father, now we pray for those who are in hospitals, those who suffer at home, those who are going through treatments, procedures, and still waiting as they come around. Father, we lift them before you today, and we ask now that you hear us as we join our hearts with our voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.